Hello, good evening. It's Tuesday the 19th of January. This is my entry number 11, I think. So what's been going on today? So it's been a really busy day today. It's been one of those days that I had a few things to achieve, and I haven't done any of them. My agenda has gone totally pear-shaped. I had a meeting early on in the morning, and the outcome of that meeting just threw me for the whole day. So I had to work a lot on a couple of things out of that meeting. And there's something about Excel spreadsheets. I am not a detail-oriented person, but when I'm working on Excel spreadsheet, I want it perfect. I want it to work. I want it all the formulas linked up. I want it all double checked. And this is a huge Excel spreadsheet. So I just get quite obsessive about it. So I've been probably 3 hours, 4 hours working on that Excel spreadsheet until I just said, okay, had enough, this is it. And that's about it. And then I started working on the presentation and a few other things that I had to do. Everything that I wanted to do today, it hasn't happened. So unfortunately, that's what it is today. But there's been two interesting things happening today. And I feel quite chuffed about those. There's been more than two interesting things. I want to report on the family. Routine is there. The girls, they seem, both of them had a long day today. The homeworks seem to be stepping up again. So I think the teachers were a bit more lenient at the beginning of this lockdown, but they getting back to them, and they fill in the amount of workload. So they pretty much have a full day of lessons and then a lot of homeworks. And let's be honest, they're doing okay. They're doing okay. They're doing well. Yeah, they're tired. Yeah, they're a bit fed up. But I think they're doing okay. I'm going to deviate from what I wanted to say here. But we had an interesting conversation the other day. And I believe I haven't mentioned this, but I talked to them about expectations, about when they expected to be back in school. And both of them were expecting to be back in March. And hopefully that's the case. But I don't think so. I don't think that they're going to be back for good before springtime. And even so. And when I told them, they were shocked. They wasn't expecting it. So if I am right, which of course is a big if, but that's going to be January, February, March, April, 4.5 months away from school. So I really hope that I'm wrong, and I really hope that they can go back, because they do need that interaction. They do need friends. They do need monkeying around. They need talking sense, nonsense. They need sports. They need to stretch the legs every day, going to school. They need all that. But at the same time, I also wanted for them to be prepared for a long lockdown. Looking at the numbers, it seems like it's doing something. The numbers have come down quite significantly, but they're still huge. They're still very, very high. So I guess that in my mind, I'm preparing myself for a long lockdown. And I think they should think about that and plan accordingly. That's going okay. There's not major issues. Keep checking on them, make sure that they have good sleep, make sure that the evening is relaxed for them, that we have nice meals all together, that there's a bit of fun. And my youngest daughter always kind of tries to for us to play charades or connect four, Jenga or whatever, and make time for that is important. So I think we're holding okay. Had a few conversations with some parents, and I'm privileged. My daughters are old enough to organize themselves, mature enough to organize themselves and understand what's going on. And I know it's not the same for everybody. So hold tight and just one day at a time. That's all I can say. And going back to the two points I post something on Facebook today, kind of on a bit on a spontaneous type of thing, and this refers to the project that I'm working on, these constant changes and ideas and this and big deadlines coming, and we need to change this and change that. So I posted something that said, I am 90% ready. The problem is that the other 10% keeps changing, so I'm just gonna be okay with that. And a friend just commented on the post saying, what a great quote. And I was thinking, you know what? Yeah, I kind of like it. Okay, sorry, it might be a bit immodest to be pleased with your own quote. So, but you know what? I kind of like it. I'm 90% ready. And the other 10% keeps changing. And you know what? Thinking about it throughout the day, I think that's the history of my life. And you know what? Probably most of everybody else's life. We're never gonna be 100% ready, because there's a part of whatever it is that it's gonna to constantly change and depend on others. But for the part that it's about me, for my part, I am ready. So the rest we just have to navigate with it. So yeah, that was an interesting one, and it's one that kind of makes me feel quite relaxed about what's coming, about my work. I'm not putting a lot of pressure on everything to be perfect. I know I'm doing a good work. I know I'm going as far as I can go, and I know that there's a lot of things I don't know, and you know what? That's gonna be okay. Some of them I will find out one way or another. Some of them I will not. And that, I like it. Anyhow, I just kind of, please, I think I'm going to take it a bit as a karma for me. The other part that I thought it was very interesting of today is, as I told you, I'm doing this insanity training, the Max Out 30, which is 30 minutes of high interval training. Body weight, and it's a program of 8 weeks, and I've done it before, and it is tough, but I just kind of, I don't know why, I just got on with it and did it once, did it twice, then I bought that was the old program, then I bought the new program, did it once, and 2 weeks and a bit ago I said I'm gonna start again, and I just got doing it, but this time a very good friend of mine, Danny Maud, who, I mean, if you like golf, please follow him on YouTube. I don't think he's listening to this, so this is not advertising. I just think that he's amazing, apart from being a fantastic friend. He said he was going to do it alongside me, and that he was interested in where do I get my motivation, how do I gear myself up for doing it, and etc. And today, he was the one that said, you know, Javier, I just don't think about it. When it's the time to do my workout, I just don't think about anything. I just get on my gear and do it. And I suppress every thought that is not that. So it's not a strength, it's not power, it's not courage, it's nothing, it's just kind of absence of thinking. And I said, you know what, that sounds really similar to how I go about it. I just never articulated that way. And then I got thinking that a lot of the things that I do that are like other people say, oh, wow, that's so determined or that's so courageous. Like when I left my corporate job, well, I didn't leave my corporate job, they left me. And I decided to set up my practice as a coach. I just didn't think too much about it. I said, I'm just going to do it. And I didn't think about the things that I could, the excuses that I could use or what could go wrong. I just got on and did it. And I just think like Danny has unveiled a very simple yet powerful strategy. Obviously, we got the Nike Just Do It, but it was interesting the way he related to how I'm doing it. It's very, very meaningful. And again, it's another thing that that I'm going to take with me for the long run. It's just when I just get on and do it, that's when I succeed. And simple, eh? Just stop every other thought. Stop every idea, stop thinking, stop procrastinating, stop looking for excuses, stop every other thought, but getting my trainers on, getting my gear on, play the video and just do it. And the same for everything else. So it's quite impressive how just because I'm doing these recordings, I'm a lot more aware of what's happening in my life and the lessons that I'm taking for every day. So, and if they help somebody, if that makes you think or that makes you consider doing something or not doing something, then fantastic. This is just my learning. And that's it. I'm going to hang up now. I'm going to upload it. It's going to be another late upload today, but you know what? That's what it is. And just wish you all a great day, great week. And as always, if anybody fancies a chat, a virtual coffee, say hello, even if I don't know you, but you fancy catching up, happy to do so. My email is javier@javierortiz.co.uk and happy to chat anytime. I've got the time. Well, not today, but most of the days I have the time. So I will always make time. Have a great evening and talk to you tomorrow. Bye.